So if you may or may not know, you may have heard of me. I'm a small YouTuber, tech and fitness, but my wife had a great idea that we should start a podcast and basically talking about black love, and just the positive side, because we hear a lot of stereotypes. We definitely don't see it enough, and we are blessed to have been able to unite our families. And I'm personally blessed to have her in my life, and we just want to kind of reflect and talk about it. So
So just to piggyback a little bit off of what Mike was saying, I just wanted to do a podcast that just talks about real stuff, like real stuff that couples go through, real things that blended families go through. I have three children of my own. Mike has
I have a school. I have like basically a soccer team, but no. So
basically.
blended, I have three biological and from a previous relationship, two beautiful bonus children. So eight blended and one grandkid is what we have.
Yes. Now,
And
do
it's
you see why
amazing.
we're on here, y'all?
And it's absolutely amazing. I
It
wouldn't
is.
trade a single one of them. Each and every last one of them are complete blessings. And I just turned 42. My wife is.
36.
And so, we're not old. We're not, we have been blessed to have gone through some things, which I think we were so lucky to come together at a certain time. I feel like I wouldn't have appreciated her if I hadn't gone through everything that
Absolutely. And
I
I
went
feel the
through.
same way. If I didn't go through what I went through, as far as going through basically just challenges with relationships, a lot of times, we at the time that we're going through something, like, oh my God, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. But I feel like nothing happens for no reason. God has a plan in everything. And sometimes things happen just to pull out the best in you. So even though this is my second marriage.
My third.
My first marriage, we had our beautiful boys, and that was a 10-year marriage, and that did not work out. So I take everything that I learned from that marriage and I bring it into this marriage to make sure I don't make the same mistakes that I made before. So just learning what works and what doesn't work, and knowing, not to take each other for granted. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that we appreciate everything because of our previous relationships.
Absolutely. And me personally, like I feel like my one, because I'm human first and foremost, so I've made mistakes, and I'm sure as long as I'm alive, I'll make more. But I am definitely a very patient person, and I feel like that's my superpower. I don't regret anything that I went through in previous relationships at all. Like I appreciate all the life experiences because it was all set to get me here. Like I'm so happy, I'm so blessed. My wife is amazing. Like there's no words. I would not have been able to. You know how people say, "Oh, I found somebody," or "Oh, I hooked up." No, I did not. God delivered. And I said it from day one, because like we dated, just to give you guys, we can't even get into everything, and we would be on here forever. We don't want to bore you guys. And again, this is just like the intro as to what we'll be talking about, what works for us. But I feel like I wanted everything to be pure and righteous with our like relationship. So we started out like walking and just completely like some stuff you would read in the book. Like
Absolutely. And ladies, you can tell a man is a real man when they don't want nothing from you. Let's just leave it like that. Let's leave it PG-13. But you know, I was the one like, okay, bro, it's been, let's get it on and popping. It's been, you know, been a minute now. And I was past my relationship and I was just like, okay. But he was more like, no, let's take our time. Let's get to know each other with nothing in between. So that was completely different for me. So when ladies say, how do you know when you got the right one? He won't compare to anything you've had prior. That's when you know you got the right one. When you can't recall any situation that makes you think of another person, he's just completely different. And that's what Mike was. He was just completely different than anything I've ever experienced.
I appreciate that. Welcome. So, yeah, I mean, I couldn't have worded it any better than that. I mean, that goes both ways. Completely different. We knew each other. Well, not knew each other, but we saw each other and spoke to each other for like, I don't know, like 3.5 years before we
3 years, just even, we both worked at the same job. Just when I would see him, I would wave, hey, how you doing?
Very professional, professional guys, like never, you know, like, hey, you know, like all over me and nothing, never, you know. So shout out to my homie Mark also, because if it weren't for him, you know, kind of like, and he was kind of hesitant too, like with telling me, but he's like, hey man, you know, Monique over, you know, such and such. And I'm like, yeah, man, she always asking about you, right? So, you know, I was like, you know what? I mean, and listen, I got another huge, this is going to be a whole nother podcast, right? And again, I don't discriminate. I have dated outside of my, you know, I won't say outside of my race, because I feel like humans are the human race. I don't believe in all of that. Like, I'm like colorblind, seriously. But when you get back home, you get back home. I'll just say that. So I owe thanks to a friend that I should never had, you know, went that far with. But if it weren't for me going through that as well, I would not have appreciated my queen. So, but I knew immediately, just like with us, and there's going to be a whole nother episode, just like with us choosing our home, I knew, like, you know, you got to definitely have faith, guys, and it has to be spirituality involved in your relationship.
Absolutely.
I don't care what religion it might be.
Absolutely.
Definitely fear God and know that faith is real. God is real. And God is definitely internal as well. It's not some weird, you know, aura floating in the air. It's like, you know, it speaks to you. You know what I mean? Like, you have a conscience, you know.
Yeah.
So listen to it.
And so I just want to piggyback on, what is this channel? Like, what would you expect from listening to us on this channel? And one thing I would say is, it's not going to be no drama.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely going to keep it real, because we're not perfect and we definitely have our moments. And with 5 kids from ages 7 to 17 in this house, you already know that we have, you know, it gets crazy in here sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to keep it real. I also want to talk about a blended family.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things that I definitely wanted to bring into a blended family. Mm-hmm. We're going to go more into that, but definitely I wanted all of our children to feel loved.
Yes.
And no favoritism, because I've seen that in the past.
Yes.
Not from my own, but I've seen step parents treat certain kids a certain way and other kids, and I was like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely have a rule with that all the kids get the same treatment. If it's
yes.
no for one, it's no for all 5 of y'all.
Yes.
So we want to talk more about blended families and how we make it work for us.
We got tons of episodes.
Oh, we have tons of stories. You don't even know what I had to go through.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. They tested me. They
yes.
definitely tested me. Mike's girls
yes.
tested me when I first got with them. They were like, we gonna see if she about that life.
Yes.
But it's been 3 going on 4 years. It's
yes.
been 1 year married next month. Actually this month.
Next Sunday,
on the 22nd.
22nd is our 1 year anniversary.
And
yes.
it's been almost 4 years that we've been in a relationship together. Even though we've known each other for about 6-7 years.
Best ever. That's all I can say. That's it. I got no other words for it. God is amazing, constantly blessing us. And our kids, we got the best kids. We got the best family. And, you know, I got to say, you know, like I pray that, you know, I like to project positive energy out there to whoever may be going through, you know, something in your relationship or, you know, dealing with this pandemic and all this injustice and, you know, racism and, you know, everything like that. So just to put some positive energy out there. So we're also, like, we're huge on positivity. We will discuss things that we do to, and it's, I don't know, we're just super blessed. So we don't really, I don't even feel like, this is not work for me. Like, this is my dog. This is my best friend. I mean, this is really my queen. And I know that with patience, I know that if I wasn't patient as well, that God would not have blessed me with her. So that goes to all the men out there, man. Like, if you're in something and it's not quite feeling right, you know, you don't have to be like evil or mean or anything like that to end it, you know, but just have faith and know that God will definitely bless you and has something better in store for you. Because if you stay in something toxic, it's not good for you or that person, or if there's children and other family involved, it's not good for them either.
Absolutely. And I can second that. You know, when I would say in my relationship, when you know something is not working for you anymore, no matter how you try to flip it, to try to fix it, you know, God will give you signs if you ask him. Say, you know, Lord, show me signs. Like, am I supposed to be in this relationship? Am I not supposed to be in this relationship? And in my situation, God spoke to me very clearly and showed me. As soon as I actually opened my mouth and said, God, show me what I should do. Not me trying to figure it out, not being getting on the phone, asking my girlfriends for their opinion, not me, you know, asking my family members, but me actually going to God and being like, what should I do in the situation? And God released me. So I'm grateful. And also everybody's situation is different. So yes. You pray and you ask God for guidance on your situation. Don't ever go by somebody else's situation and try to, you know, make it, you know, oh, this person did this, so maybe I should do this. But God will definitely direct you in the path that you should go. And I've been the happiest I've ever been. And another thing is being happy with myself. You know, being okay with who I am as a person outside of being with me as a woman, as a mother, or me just being myself and being, you know, a good friend and a good daughter and a good, you know, co-worker, all that stuff. You know, just being a good person in general and me being okay with who I am as myself and not always being attached to somebody else. I think that's very important too.
Great point, babe. I think that is very important as well. For some reason, I feel like most men, and even when as a younger man, I felt like, you know, like I had to, you know, explain things and, you know, I don't know, it's just some type of resilience in younger men and even like older men, where, you know, they feel like they it's like a second mom or something like that. Man, listen, if somebody cares enough to want to know where you are, if you're okay, your ass better be thanking God for that. Because you could be dealing with somebody who could give a rat's ass, you know, who don't care anything about where you are, what you're doing, because they're doing whatever the hell they want to do. So that's just a part of growing up, you know, and I feel confident, comfortable with my wife having the location, you know, on my phone or whatever, and, you know, having my passcode. I don't have to worry about like locking the phone. If a friend texts me or something like that, man, my wife already knows. She don't have to have no insecurity. And that's how it should be. You should never, and vice versa, you should never want to say, oh, I want to check something. Man, the phone thing, we can have a whole nother. Well, really, actually, we don't. Yeah. We don't give a shit. But to be honest.
But definitely,
that's something that we've seen with other people.
Like, other couples. Like, yes. It's nothing. Like, I feel like once you find that right person, there's not going to be anything, any sneakiness, anything to hide. Like once you find your soulmate, somebody that is like your partner, like your best friend, sneak for what? It's nothing that any other man can give me that my husband doesn't give me. And that's seriously 100%. Like he fulfills me in every way. So it's nothing that I can have, like I want to entertain this because it's just, you know. So once you get that, we'll talk more about that
insecurities
and stuff like that.
That we'll be covering. So we got a lot.
And we have a thing about these kids. These kids will try you. Please don't.
We got a saying. Don't try to jack us. Merch coming out and everything. For this, we'll give it to y'all shortly. We won't give it to you until we, copyrights, dog. We don't want nobody trying to jack our stuff,
Right.
But you love the kids.
But you got to be like,
You got to have your dates. You got to have your wife needs her hangouts. You need your hangouts if you do. I'm a nerd, so my hangouts is like, I'm a nerd and I love working out. So my hangouts is some new tech in the gym, to be honest. Yeah. Every now and then with the bros, but
you need that separation time. You can't be so involved in your partner's everything.
Stay individuals. Don't try to completely merge everything. Trust me, it's actually to me personally as a man, I find it extremely sexy for my wife to have her individuality. I love it, it's just super sexy. It's just beautiful to me. I actually even love to see people admire her, and I actually love to admire people with her. So, when you can, compliment and, receive compliments and not feel anything. It's just like, oh, thanks. Cool. Yeah. Right. And keep it rocking.
And I be with him and I see a girl walk past and I'm like, And I'm like, babe, she's thicker than a snicker. But it's just more of women are just so beautiful. Nothing, sexual or trying to get one, but just admiring people in general. So I pray that, everyone finds that person that just fits like a glove. It works so well. And we're going to be talking about different topics. Please, if you have a topic that you want us to talk about, please give us some feedback.
I'm sorry, babe. So is Black? We just set this up literally a couple seconds ago because we were trying to think of a name. So Black Love Pages is the YouTube channel, and this is going to be video number one, episode number one. I don't even know what we're going to call it yet. I guess intro.
Or the beginning or whatever.
Beginning, intro, beginning, something like that. But and be on the lookout for it. So if you actually wanted to know, if you're listening to the podcast, we appreciate you. Thank you. We're using Anchor. Anchor is an awesome platform. It actually, no sponsorship, not yet anyway, but we'll get it soon. But Anchor is a really cool platform that allows you to use a computer or mobile app, iOS or Android. And it actually uploads your podcast to all platforms. So wherever you want to find it, if you use an iPhone, you can find it in the App Store. If you use Google, you can find it in the Play Store. You can find it on Spotify. So, check us out. Black Love Pages.
Absolutely.
I love that. It has a dope ring to it. So, yeah, guys, we're coming up on 20 minutes here. I don't know, baby, you got anything else you might want to, talk about?
I got some funny stories, but we gonna get we'll save it. Definitely have some funny stories on the beginning of our relationship. Got some ones that make you laugh.
Oh yeah, we do. It's all beautiful. We laugh so hard. We even laugh with the kids. Because just bonding, like our family bonding, is beautiful, man. And we got great kids. I got the best, man. I inherited three brothers. Like I'm a younger brother. I inherited three younger brothers. How awesome!
From my brothers. My brothers. They call him and talk to him.
How awesome is that?
Yeah. And
a couple sisters.
Yeah, and I want to motivate anyone that is dating a person with children. I promise you, once you take the focus off of the children and they see you mm-hmm. on the same level, they will fall into place. When we first got together, I called him crying, like, they hate each other. Mm-hmm. My kids hate your kids. It's mm-hmm. never going to work. But kids go on consistency. Yes. And once they see that this right here is mm-hmm. solid and that he ain't going nowhere and I ain't going nowhere mm-hmm. and we love you, but yep. we're going to do this with you or mm-hmm. without you, but it'll make it easier if you go along with it, you yes. know, because at the end of the day, we want nothing but the best for the kids. Absolutely. So that is something I want. I definitely want to talk to blended families or going on blended families yeah, on what you.
Don't be afraid. Good point, babe. Like, don't be afraid. Like, that's another thing too. Like, when I had one kid, I always, I would say, man, I won't date anybody like with children. Right. And so, you know, even though, things didn't work out with my second wife, I did get blessed with two beautiful, biological children and two awesome bonus daughters who I'm still super close with. They visit us, mm-hmm. stay with us sometimes. I mean, yeah.
So, we'll be having the crew up in here. We'll do one with all of them. And you'll see how different and elaborate they are. Yeah. So really quick, we'll go through our numbers. So mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get this right. Ages. I'm going to try to go through ages. Okay. So 7,
yep.
12,
yes.
14,
yes.
15,
13, 14, 13, 15. I'm sorry, babe. 13, 15, 17, 18, 21, and 23. And a 2-year-old granddaughter.
Do y'all get what
we're
saying?
So, I mean, but. It's beautiful.
We have learned so much, and that's why we want this channel to spread, because I mean, it's a lot of things that we can, you know, talk about that it's like, man, you know, I'm going through that too. So we just mm-hmm. want this channel to be a light to somebody, if it's encouraging somebody, mm-hmm. even single people. Like yeah. I'm telling you, there's a person out there for you. But yes. If I would have saw Mike, I said, oh my God, that guy got all them kids.
You did. Remember that?
I did.
That's another episode right there. And, you know, I saw her, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I said. I said, this woman is absolutely beautiful. Of course, her energy. And like I said, of course she's going to be married. So I had, after I saw her ring, I had no idea. Like I was thinking that only a fool, and I still feel like only a fool, would let this queen, you know what I mean? But God does everything for a reason, and I appreciate this woman. So I feel like my job, man, I don't care if dudes, you know, call me a sucker, whatever, I don't give a rat's ass. My responsibility is to make sure my queen is happy, my children are safe and healthy. That is my, and I'm proud as hell to be, you know, in that position. Like, absolutely. I don't need nothing else. I really don't.
And so, I my role as a so-called wife, stepmom, mom, like, I love it. You know, like, everyone's like, oh, you do so much, but I love soccer practice. I love mm-hmm. cooking. I braid my bonus girl's hair. I talk to my bonus girls on the phone. Mm-hmm. It's the family is just blending so well, because you honestly can't tell which one is not mine and which one's mine. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's supposed to be. When my daughter has a flat tire, I'm thinking she's calling me. She already called Mike and told him about the flat tire. And, you know, that's how you want it to be. You know, he helps with soccer practice. You know, we all just team tag with these kids, to be honest. We're at cheerleaders. Tournaments in Ocean City on weekends. We're doing it all. Literally.
Out of town, you know, Delaware, whatever. We'll be there, you know, and proudly. So This is beautiful. I wouldn't trade it. I hope and pray that everybody experiences it. And again, you know, just because the title is Black Love Pages, This is for everyone. This is for everyone. It's just primarily about love and that, and to show that we can love each other. You don't need drama. Nobody needs drama. If mentally you're always thinking that, then what do you think is going to happen in your life? If you're expecting that,
And to be honest, we've been together for almost 4 years. I know this sounds like people say, oh my God, we have never had a fight. In 4 years, we have not gotten to a fight because our prior relationships, we fought. Like, it's nothing, when you know somebody has your back, there's nothing that Mike can do that would make me upset, because I know if he did do something to hurt me, he didn't mean to. And once I bring it to his attention, so it's a different thing when you think someone is being malicious to hurt your feelings, and when you think someone's just being human and made a mistake. So once you know that that's not malicious, your feedback from it is different.
Yes.
When you know a person loves you and wouldn't want anything to do anything to hurt you, then you kind of step back and say, well, you know, honey, this, but you probably didn't know, blah, blah, blah. And then he acknowledges it. So I just think it's great when you have a relationship where you both work as a team and you guys, you know, and we don't have time for arguments and fights. And we don't, you know, I'm timid. I don't like raising voices. I don't really talk.
This is the most like, because I also have a different tech and fitness podcast. So my throat gets dry. I got to keep like water or something because I don't talk this much, you know, but this is awesome. Like, I love the platforms because this is not something that you would normally do like just in front of people. I would now because, you know, I don't have like stage fright or anything, but this is really cool, especially with social distancing and everything, for us to communicate with you guys on a larger scale. So, it's a beautiful thing. We'll be looking forward to, you know, some feedback from you guys. Definitely let us know what you think, what you might want to hear us talk about, you know, and we're just going to bring you guys some love and some positivity and some funny ass shit.
Absolutely. We'll talk about anything you guys want. Like, if you have anything you want us to run through, we'll run through it, and we'll keep it 100.
Yes.
You know, everything that we've been, and trust me, you're gonna be like, what the hell? Some things we've been challenged with. Yeah,
we really should do like a family blog, seriously, because we have some funny things
going. We got some crazy funny kids too.
We got a funny dog. We got a new funny dog. RIP, we had the best bulldog ever, who passed a couple months ago. My dog Diesel. He was awesome. Good guy. We missed that guy. But
now we got this. Yeah. Bitch.
Yeah, now we
got a female.
Naomi. She's something
much.
Else. She's
German Shepherd. We got to get her trained, you know?
We're working on her.
Working on her.
We got a dog whisperer too. So, you know, we'll have her in the. We got episodes for her. We got episodes for every guy. So, this is fun, you know, and this is the intro. So,
yep. And we're going to try to keep all the episodes less than 30 minutes. So, we're reaching at 30 minutes. Like, subscribe, and please come up with some topics you want to talk about. We'll be back at you next week. Peace, love, black love, pages, guys.
Peace. Episode 1. All right. Okay. You can talk right there, baby. It's actually recording you. You're setting up. I got a sign in.
Great.
So we're recording. So
great.
This is
our first
Black
podcast.
Black Love Pages.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it too. And this is Mike Page, Big Homie FitTech, aka Mike Page. And my beautiful queen, Monique.
Page.
I'm trying to pass you the.
Oh, my name is Monique Black Love Page.
All right, guys. So what I'm doing right now.
Hold on, we're not starting.
I hope is we're starting on the audio, but we haven't started with the video because I'm signing in on the YouTube account.